وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother, to answer your question probably and to make you understand it, I would like to give you a small tip so you could understand your question deeply. My dear brother, you must understand that sometimes we have this kind of names for Allah Azza wa Jal who they share the same sifa. They share the same sifa, but because of the form of the word, the meaning will be modified and changed a bit, even though they go back to the same description. For example, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, both of them include the sifa of the Rahmah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Correct? Among these nouns and names is the Al-Aliyyu Al-A'la that you mentioned. Al-Aliyyu Al-A'la, both of them is names for Allah Azza wa Jal, and both of them include the sifa of Al-Ulu, Al-Ulu, the highness of Allah Azza wa Jal. You understand? But have a difference in the form of the word. Look, Al-Ali, by the mizan in the Arabic of fa'il. Al-A'la, af'al. So this is number one. Number two, my dear brother, you must realize that most of the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla came by the form of fa'il. Fa'il means the most in that description, the most in that meaning, which the word, if the word include that meaning, if you bring it by the form of fa'il, you will be the most in the term of that meaning. For example, my dear brother, Al-Alim, the most knowledgeable. Al-Qadir, the most able. Al-Qawi, the most powerful. So the nouns will be, the form will be changed from fa'il to something else for a specific reason. This is the qa'ida. You understand it by this way, my akhi. Okay, al-asl always, normally, most of the names of Allah Jalla wa'ala came by the way of fa'il and will be changed to af'al or to another form for a specific reason. Now, al-ali wal-a'la, both of them include the sifa of the highness of Allah Azza wa Jal, but al-a'la is by the form of af'al. This form in Arabic, we use it for sake of comparison. So Allah Jalla wa'ala, in this word al-a'la, He won't show us an extra meaning, and in that was clear in Surah Al-A'la, for example, when Allah Jalla Ala refused and replied the kuffar, and He said to them, "Sabbih isma Rabbika al-A'la alladhi khalaqa fasawwa waladhi qaddara." That's why in every af'al normally you're gonna find an explanation for it, why it's a'la, why it's by the form of af'al. And that was when the kuffar and the mushrikeen was accusing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that they are higher than him. They are higher than him, they are more than him, and their gods, what they worship from the idols and others, are higher than what the Muslims and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa worship, which means Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala replied to them, and He gave them the reason why Allah Jalla wa'ala is the highest, and how He is higher than them. قال الله تعالى الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى, the one who created, the one who made, the one. So Allah Jalla wa'ala, He explained to them clearly. You cannot claim something without an evidence. You understand? وهكذا يا أخي بارك الله فيك. Every صيغة أفعال come by this way. For example, when Allah Jalla wa'ala used this form, and this was also for to describe the situation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with Fir'aun. قال الله تعالى إنك أنت الأعلى وألق ما في يمينك فألق ما في يمينك تلقف ما صنعوا. So Allah Jalla said to Musa, don't worry, don't feel scared from them and from the snakes and from the magician's work. You are higher than them. The evidence of that, throw your stakes and see how it's going to turn to be a huge snake. Will eat all the snakes and will make them shock and surprise from it. So Allah Jalla wa Ala make him understand how he became Al-A'la on top of all of them. You understand? So in this form, Al-A'la, Allah Jalla wa Ala want to show us an extra meaning, that it's an extra meaning than the meaning that included in name of Al-Ali, the Most High Jalla wa Ala. You understand? And that is because of the comparison. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. Look, all this is a signs and evidence for Allah Jalla wa'ala highness. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. الآيات كلها من هذا القبيل بارك الله فيه. So the conclusion, my dear brother, both of them include the same sifa, sifatul ulu lillahi azza wa jal, but by a different form for a different use. جل وعلا بارك الله فيكم ويجوز أن يقال عبد العلي وعبد الأعلى عبد العلي وعبد الأعلى بارك الله فيك